This is episode number 2015 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Tarek allegedly erupts on Christina. Tarek Al-Musa flipped out on ex-wife Christina Hack on the set of Flipper Flop.
What?
Yep.
Huh.
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 Yes. That wasn't a very good news voice, though, was it?
No, it's all right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
According to production sources, Tarek lost it last Wednesday while filming with Christina.
Really?
Now, you're probably wondering why.
Why?
I'm going to tell
you. You're going to tell us why. All
right. Yes. You're gonna love it.
I'm gonna love it.
I can't say that I blame him too much, I think. He reportedly lost his cool and went on a verbal tirade directed toward Christina, which allegedly included him comparing her comparing her to his fiance.
Younger.
Oh my goodness.
Bigger boobed.
Comparing her to his fiance, Heather Ray Young, and said Heather was hotter and richer than Christina.
Wow.
Claiming that he made Christina.
Wow.
And called her a washed up loser.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
And exclaimed that he enjoys watching her fail. Wow. So much for them getting along.
Good thing that she divorced his ass. What kind of... That's terrible.
Now...
I mean, I doubt that she... I mean, what could have prompted that? That's...
Two words.
Yeah.
Boofy Toad! He evidently felt that he kind of went off about that, say, because it's like, you know, kind of irresponsible to do psychedelic drugs. You know, it's the mother of his children.
Okay, I got obviously is bothering him a lot.
This isn't the first time Tarek went on a tirade against Christina on set.
Wow.
This time, though, production stopped filming them together for the rest of the day, and they shot their scene separately.
I wonder now if there's going to be some brouhaha that comes out.
Yeah.
Do I say this? I should not say this. I'm going to say it anyway. For the sake of the show, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
She personifies somebody who I don't think she is in real life. Christina.
Oh.
Christina, I think, exudes a lot of confidence on camera.
Uh-huh.
I used to say when they were married that I thought she was really playing dumb to him.
Uh-huh.
Because I caught a couple of scenes where she was talking... real estate speak that they never let her speak again in the earlier seasons, and she was like on fire with the whole, you know, comps and this, that, and the other thing. But they always make him the guy who does all of the stuff. Anyway, bottom line is, with all of the unsuccess she's had with marriages, I don't want to blame that on her, but maybe she's a bad judge of character. I think maybe that's her problem. Obviously, her first husband seems to be a douche. I mean, who would say that to? I mean, who would say that? Boofa Toad or not? I mean,
especially
I would never say
people.
That to my ex-wife. And I mean, I don't think anybody would. Yeah, especially in front of a group of. There's like 30 people there every time.
Yeah.
So he's just being a D-I-C-K. I will give him that. Meanwhile, I'm sure that's messing with her confidence, with Christina's confidence.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, I think it might be crippling. Because that's got to be just humiliating.
I'm sure it was very humiliating.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, Aaron Rodgers, otherwise known as Aaron, he took his stint guest hosting Jeopardy as seriously as he takes his football.
Wow. I did not see his episode.
I didn't either.
He was very popular, increasingly more popular than Maya and Bialik, and so that's cool. And
it kind of surprises me.
Yeah, no. I mean, she's an interesting taste, I think. She's an acquired taste, I think is what
I think she's great.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm just saying. But so, Aaron was, he was a big hit.
Well, Aaron's fiance, Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that was awful quick after Danica.
Oh, no, they didn't mess around.
Yeah, it's like,
got
hey.
Engaged. And interestingly enough, I don't think she's pregnant. So I think they just got... And now I'm reading they're not in any big hurry to get married, though. They were in a big old honking hurry to get engaged. So I don't know.
Well, I'm sure Danica's moved on.
Oh, yeah, she's moved on.
And I hear he has a temper.
I wouldn't know.
It's a legend, of course.
I wouldn't know.
Anyway, his fiance, Shailene Woodley,
yep.
She told Seth Meyers on Monday about the great lengths that he went to.
Oh, really?
To prepare for hosting the show.
Such as?
That these were back in April, of course.
Yeah.
She said that Aaron would binge watch old episodes of the show for hours.
Nah, that's a good
and
idea.
And he made stacks of notes and rehearsed with her.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to get to know how to host a show like that. Yeah.
So she
binge it.
She said, I would open the trash and I would just see a bunch of empty to-go containers and milkshake cups and that he had ordered on Uber Eats.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you've literally just Uber-eated and watched Jeopardy all day long. Now, she also said it was actually really inspiring to watch his steadfast commitment to learning.
Inspiring.
Which...
So inspiring. Oh, my God.
Well, this is what makes him great on the field. He is a super studier. He studies...
No, I get that. That's how he knows how to do stuff. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Do you think he went, a little over the top?
I think he did. And I do remember that there were some Instagrams that he showed some of his notes that he had written on the dais there to remind himself things like, smile, don't slouch, because he had a habit of leaning over the podium. No, he said that. Yeah, so just little notes to remind him.
Yep.
Slow down, I think was one of the other notes. Because, you get into that situation and it's like rapid fire. It's Jeopardy, man. You got to get done in and out.
You're buzzed.
I was like, all right, dip. I could never keep up with that. I mean, I wanted to be a game show host, I'm sure, in my past life. But I don't think I would have ever aspired to want to be a host on Jeopardy. The other thing I would never want to be is the host on Wheel of Fortune because I don't know how they keep track of all the vowels.
I think it's probably...
people
holding big signs or something.
Well,
I don't know.
It's got to be something because when you say a letter, Pat immediately knows.
Well, he knows the word.
He knows that letter's not in the word. There's another association. Pat's not a young man anymore. I mean,
it's
like,
true.
There's got to be someone going like, shaking
yes.
their head at him.
Down.
No.
Like a catcher
there are no
in baseball.
R's.
It's like,
there are no R's. Move on.
Yeah.
Halle Berry would make a great game show host. I think she would make a great game show host. Especially if somebody would give her the letters. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.